All the different verses I was singing were good. If you would open your Bibles to John chapter 17, we're going to do our best to have a short time here, but I'm thankful that you're here, and I'm thankful for God's Word.
Amen.
That we can know what He has to say to us. We learned a little bit about praying this morning, and I wanted to just dig in a little bit more on that and look at some of the major themes of New Testament prayer. I'm going to share 9 with you. Don't be scared. We're going to move really quickly. But let's stand together again, if you're able. John 17, the first verse, the great intercessory prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ, someone would call it His high priestly prayer, Jesus crying out to the Father, not long before He would end up eventually going to the cross, but just we learn so much about how to pray. We all know that we should pray.
Amen.
But we want to learn how to pray and what to pray for. So, Brother Philip, will you lead us in prayer? Amen. John 17:1, these words spake Jesus, and lifted up His eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee. Amen. Please be seated. I'm not going to preach through John. We're going to very quickly move through a few themes, 9 themes this afternoon of New Testament prayer. In other words, things that we look at that are prayed for in Scripture, or that we're called to pray for in Scripture. Number one, we ought to pray for the glory of God. We are created for the glory of God, and we ought to pray for the glory of God. And when Jesus Christ, our Savior, prayed, He prayed to the Father, glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee. And we ought to have that same prayer when we pray, that Christ would be glorified and that God the Father would be glorified in our lives. And it's an amazing thing that people like us could live in a way that would bring glory to God, but we can. And we should, and we ought to pray for that reality. God, get glory. So prayer's not always about, give me this, I need this, I want that. It's about glorifying Him. Number two, we ought to pray in thanksgiving and praise. Giving thanks to God for His grace, mercy, work, for people. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Our prayers, of course, should be with thanksgiving and praise. We're to enter into His presence with thanksgiving, to His courts with praise. We want to pray with thanksgiving and praise. I think that ought to be a part of every prayer that we pray.
Amen.
That we would give thanks to God.
Amen.
That we would praise God for His goodness, for His grace, for His mercy, for what He does in our life, for the people that He's put in our lives, for the people, His provision. We ought to pray and give thanks to those things. Number three, confession, forgiveness, and mercy. All together, confession, forgiveness, and mercy. We need God's mercy.
Amen.
Anybody know what 1 John 1:9 says? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
Amen.
We ought to confess. We ought to pray for forgiveness. We ought to ask for mercy. It's all to me. That all goes together. We need God's mercy. We need His forgiveness. And it's part of the way He taught us to pray, right?
Amen.
Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are indebted to us, or trespasses, those who trespass. But we need God's forgiveness. There's not a day goes by that we don't need God's forgiveness.
Amen.
There's not a moment that we don't need His mercy. So we had to pray those things. Number four, spiritual growth and holiness. Spiritual growth and holiness. Colossians 1:9. He says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now, I think it's good that we pray for each other. And a lot of times our prayers are, please be with sister so-and-so, she doesn't feel good, or be with brother so-and-so. He's got a surgery coming up. Like, those are good things to pray, right? And if I'm sick, I'd appreciate you praying for me. And all those things are good. But I notice in the scriptures, there's a lot more focus on spiritual matters. And the prayer here is for growth and for holiness, that we would be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. We ought to pray for spiritual growth. We ought to ask God to help one another to grow in knowledge and wisdom and understanding. So pray for spiritual growth. Pray for holiness. We ought to ask God for wisdom and love and discernment and strength and to be fruitful in the Spirit and for sanctification. All of those things ought to be focuses of our prayers. Number four is spiritual growth and holiness. Number five, we had to pray for the church and the work of the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 3:1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. Praying for boldness, praying for open doors, praying for the faithful preaching of the word of God, praying for unity in the work of the gospel, praying for the spread of the word of God. These are things that we ought to pray for. And the Apostle Paul was doing the work, but he said, pray for us. He was taking every door that was open, but he said, oh, pray for open doors. Pray for us that we can preach the gospel as we ought to preach, that we could speak the word as we ought to speak. And so if a man like Paul needed prayer for that, how much more do we? Desperately need to pray for one another. Pray for the church. Pray for the work of the gospel. Number six, intercession for others. 1 Timothy 2:1, we read this morning in the message, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. We know that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, find that grace and help in time of need, and we need him every hour. We know all of these things, but we ought to pray for one another. Pray for other believers. Pray for the saints. Pray for those who are doing the gospel ministry. Pray for other churches. We ought to intercede on behalf not only of those who are in the faith, but we ought to pray for those who aren't saved. We ought to intercede on the behalf of those that are lost, asking God to work in their lives, asking God to open their hearts to the gospel that they would be saved. We talked about praying for our rulers today. We ought to pray for those who are in authority. We ought to intercede on their behalf, that God would help them, that God would teach them, that God would guide them, that God would protect them. We ought to pray for that. We ought to pray for our enemies. Amen. We ought to pray for those who are against us. We ought to love them and pray for them. So intercession for others is number six. Number seven, of course, we need to pray for our daily needs. Amen. Our daily needs for guidance and for help. I think that most everybody I've ever heard my whole life praying has always prayed for something like this. Lord, lead us, guide us, and protect us. Amen. I mean, I hear that all the time. It's good, right? Amen. We need God to lead us. We need him to guide us. We need him to protect us. We need him to help us. And so Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. Now, I know that most of the time people think that's just talking about food, like give us the food we need today. But don't you believe that's so much more? I need the daily bread of his word. I need the daily bread, the sustenance of his presence. Amen. I need him, ultimately. Amen. And so we look to him to provide for our needs, our guidance, our help. That's number seven. Number eight, endurance in trials and temptations. Matthew 6:13, Jesus taught us to pray, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. We need God to help us to endure. Are trials, tribulations, temptations going to come? Yes. Count on it. Amen. What kind of trials, tribulations, temptations? Well, there's physical, spiritual, and mental, and I think they all happen. Amen. Some way or another. So what do I need? I need endurance. Amen. I need the Lord to deliver us. We need the Lord to strengthen us. We need the Lord to help us to be faithful, to endure the pressure. So endurance is number eight. Number nine, I think we ought to pray about the return of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Revelation 22:20. There's a prayer there. You ever noticed it? He which testifies these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. And then what does John say? Even so come, Lord Jesus. What a prayer. And there's a lot of stuff that God showed him in the Revelation, isn't there? I mean, he showed him a lot of horrific things that are going to happen. He showed him a lot of glorious things that are going to happen, and judgment and wrath and glory and redemption. Like, he gets to see all of it.
Amen.
And his response to it all, even so come. Even so come. This is a prayer. Praying with hope for the coming of the Lord. Praying for final redemption, praying for the return of Jesus Christ and the restoration, renewal of all things. We had to pray for that.
Amen.
We had to pray, even so, come Lord Jesus. And by the way, I think that tells a lot about our heart.
Amen. Yes.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world.
Amen.
Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life. These things do not come from the Father. They're of the flesh. And if I can pray with sincerity, even so, come, Lord Jesus, that shows that this world doesn't have my heart.
Amen.
Shows that the world doesn't have my heart. So how do we pray? A lot of themes to the way prayers were given in the New Testament. The glory of God, thanksgiving and praise, confession, spiritual growth and holiness, the church and gospel work, intercession for others, daily needs, endurance, and for the return of Christ. How do we pray? Let me give you these very quickly. We pray to the Father.
Amen.
We pray to the Father.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, under the authority of Jesus.
Amen.
So we pray to the Father through Jesus by the help of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So I need all of God to help me in my praying.
Amen.
According to God's will.
Amen.
Not my will, but in faith. Pray believing, with humility, not like the Pharisee who says, I thank God I'm not like these other people, right? But with humility,
Amen.
Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Pray with persistence. Jesus gave the parable that men ought always to pray and not to faint, right?
Amen.
Pray with persistence. Pray with watchfulness, continue in prayer, and watching the same with thanksgiving. Pray with thanksgiving and pray without ceasing.
Amen.
Don't stop praying.
Amen.
I don't know if it's ever happened to you, but it seems like it happens to me from time to time in my life. I get a really strong conviction and a realization that my prayer life hasn't been what it ought to be. Not that I'm not praying at all. It's just I come to myself and realize I just haven't been praying as often. I haven't been praying as fervently. I haven't been praying as sincerely or faithfully. And maybe that's never happened to you, but there are times in my life it just comes to me. I have not been praying like I ought to pray. And I'm going to tell you, when that happens, you know what you do? You pray.
Amen.
Pray. Heavenly Father,